How you can get back your harmony, flow and grace. Hashtag image underscore title. How you lost your harmony, flow and grace. If you have lost them, how to get them back. What is this article about? It is about how the mind is an aberration, how it is like a cancer, how it enrolls you, makes you lose your harmony, flow and grace. This article will need me to distinguish a few things, for you. Please bear with me, it will be worth it. First distinction, tree of knowledge. Tree of knowledge is a personal phenomenon, if you heard it, learned from another, and it wasn't your personal experience, any such knowledge is tree of knowledge. This doesn't mean it is not true, it only means that you don't know what you think you know. You heard that. Your mind accepted it as true. But tree of knowledge will not influence how you are, because there was no learning process, training process. Second distinction, your purpose in life. I invented a purpose for my life some 20 years ago, in a seminar called Integrity. The process they used was unique, maybe a little off the wall, but it worked really well for me. The assignment was, observe your life and locate a recurring event or phenomenon that you really can't stand. Turn it on its head and make a purpose of it for your life. Some people are always disappointed that all their efforts don't produce results, and no matter how much they effort, however right they are, however perfectly they do what they do, they tend to end up empty-handed. Others are givers. Give advice, give favors, but somehow no one appreciates them and they are lonely and miserable in the end. Yet another may go along, unsuspecting, and always crash and burn. I used to be one of this third group. Somehow I always went too close to the edge, in business, in relationship, in my health. I went to the edge and crashed and burned. I had to start it all over again. So I would move from one country to the other, one state to the other, one business to another, with just one suitcase, and be homeless for a while, starve, build something respectable, maybe even magnificent, crash and burn and start again. Got it? Instead of worrying about the why, even worrying about the how, this exercise asked me to turn it upside down. It didn't tell me to ask whose fault it is. It didn't ask me to fix myself or the world. Also, it didn't ask what is wrong with you? No. It simply said, turn it around and make it your life's purpose. Makes sense? Not really. Why? Because the mind doesn't like it. I have facilitated this exercise with about 100 people, and although their mind was fighting it tooth and nail, each ended up with a purpose statement that was an excellent backbone, an excellent context for a life that is fun, creative, and forward-moving. The sentence I came up with, for myself, is this. Living on the edge, generating distinctions of transformation for humankind. As you see, I did not change the habit of living on the edge. I just added it to what end? A meaning to it, a why to it that makes it a whole different experience. It also forces me to keep my eyes open, to have my observer awake while I am doing my dangerous stunts. My current ability to coach, my current ability and results in the area of connecting to source, altering the human condition to create distinctions for the new humanity and bring it about, all came from this upside-down disaster, the purpose I invented for my life. Third distinction, how mind is like cancer. I believe that cancer is like a virus. It's been, I am told, proven by the Rife microscope, but then the evidence was destroyed. But I have no doubt that cancer is a manifestation, a product of virus-like infections. If you watch the movie on my site, Black Hole, you may have been able to get a feel that the universe is harmonious, and the same harmonics are on every level, from the micro to the macro. And the basis of the harmony is that there is a flow, inflow and outflow, always in balance. The only monkey wrench I can see in this beautiful giant harmonious machinery is the human mind. I could say humans. I have read that humans are the cancer of the universe. But it is not precise. It is not human beings, instead human machines, aka mind-dominated biological robots. Human robots that are out of sync with the whole. The mind is a storage device. It was useful, to a certain degree, at some point, but then it took over. The science fiction movies on the revolt of the machines is not far-fetched in that it has already happened. The mind is a machine. It is not able to be present, it doesn't know anything about anything other than what you fed to it, what you stored in it, and it is all past and it is all filtered to serve only the mind. When once a human allows the mind to run the show, for reasons of their own, laziness, for example, they are starting to be owned by the mind. They start being moved by the mind. And even though this human machine still has feelings and maybe even aspirations, I am not quite certain about that, by the way, they have zero control of their actions. no control about their mindset, about their thoughts, etc., so they suffer mightily. Mind, just like the New World Order people, want dominance for dominance's sake. They don't want money, they just want to dominate more and more. Mind is like a virus, and mind is like a cancer. The way a virus operates is very simple. It invades a cell by disabling its defenses, by trickery. The virus exploits the cell's desire for more, better and different. Once it is in, it replaces the reproductive organ of the cell, the DNA, the cell's blueprint for reproduction. Replaces it with the DNA of its own, produce more of me. And from that point on the cell will start to produce more virus. Once the cell is full to the brim, it literally explodes, and the virus spill into the bloodstream or intercellular liquid, and start infecting new cells. Unless the process stopped, the organism dies when there are not enough functional cells remain to sustain life. Mind infection works the same way. Mind infection tells the mind to produce more mind. Instead of being a servant, it becomes the master. Once the organism, human, is full of mind, it starts to spill out by spreading the mind virus. I get tons of emails suggesting what to watch, what to think. I have students whose mind have reached the spill level. Now they are trying to infect me. My fault. I should never accept students like that. But until now I did not have this distinction. I had to expose myself to the infecting agents, living on the edge, living dangerously, lol, so I can distinguish something and come back to you and share. How did I expose myself? How did I get so dangerously close that I could have gotten infected? Had I been more tired, more complacent for a moment, more invested in being liked? Interestingly, it began with me expressing displeasure on some of my calls. Simply said yelling. Two students, in tandem, started to criticize me. They called it coaching the coach. What they use to gain credibility with me is mention that they are Landmark Education graduates. I allowed them a little closer, I looked if there was any truth in what they were saying and I saw none or not much. Then one of them started to criticize my writing style. I was too busy to enter a debate, thank heavens, so I asked if he would like to be my editor. He graciously accepted to donate some of his time to do that. Then I wrote an article and asked him to edit it. It came back with more red, corrections, than the original text. I did not bother to get into an argument, or to even care what he corrected, thanks heavens, but just replaced my original article with his version of it. I don't really care. Thanks heavens. What finally got my attention and signaled a dangerous edge was his next email. Typical trickery type of move, that's how a virus infects a cell. He said that the current style I write in indicates to people that I am low culture, low vibration person, and they will not want to buy training from me. An aside, do these students know they're agents of the mind? No, I don't think so. They are trying to help me. They are very secure in their knowledge that they are on my side. Unfortunately, they are possessed and operated by the mind, not their mind, the mind, and they do what the mind tells them to do, to infect everyone who is still a free, harmonious, autonomous living being. I have no hard feelings. I am just not going to allow them that close any longer. I felt my natural defenses wanting to allow what he said in. After all, I want people to want to learn from me. But before I would allow it, I decided to meditate. I use playing Free Cell on my computer to get into a meditative state. To be in perfect harmony with the universe, where everything that happens in the game becomes a guidance. The way the game unfolded showed me that when I pay attention to something to the exclusion of the rest of the picture, I make fatal mistakes. Aha! I said. I got the guidance. The desire to have more people read my articles leads to a mistake. A fatal mistake. It takes my attention and tethers it to an irrelevant detail while the whole picture suffers. I have said it before, and I'll say it again, I do not write my articles mainly to teach you. And I don't write them mainly to entertain you, I write them because this is how I get clear, through writing. I poke the box in my writing, and the knowledge, the information, the missing piece shows up. I get new clients through my webinars, and I get people to my webinars through advertising. People who read my blog, apart from my students, are not my ideal clientele. They are mind people and I don't want to save mind-infected people, I want people who haven't been quite totally infected. People who are still willing to connect to the whole. Who want to get themselves and their lives in harmony with the whole. Who want to become the seeds of a new humanity, that is cancer-free. So here it is again. I have gone to the edge and turned around with a knowledge no other can get than someone who lives on the edge with their eyes open. Not their physical eyes, mind you. The mind filters the eyes' input so what you get matches what the mind wants. No, I am talking about the eyes of the self, the witness, the observer. The one that is in complete harmony with the whole. But first you need to learn to get out of your mind. One of the programs I have that can take you out of the mind, over time, is the 67-step coaching. Is it foolproof? No. But it is the best I have. I have had meditative webinars to teach the mechanics of stepping out of the mind, but the mechanics, even mastered, don't mean you live outside of the mind.